This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Well, let's not waste any more of his time. Help me welcome to the program former governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, Jim Gilmore, joins us on the line. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Coy. How are you?
Very good. Good to hear your voice. I'm glad things are going well.
Always glad to talk to people in Charlottesville. You know, my son Ashton goes to UVA.
That's right. Now, what year is he now?
He's second year.
Second year. Wonderful. That's
Roxanne
great.
And I both finished UVA. So did Jay. I remember listening to WINA and all those cold mornings when I was up there in undergraduate school.
Now, I saw you recently at the gala celebration in Northern Virginia, the big party we had to honor John Warner for his service to the Commonwealth and to the nation. And that was quite an affair, quite an event.
It was very nice for Senator Warner, and I think that he certainly deserves a lot of honor for serving the Commonwealth and the country for 30 years.
Jim Gilmore, of course, is our guest, and you are seeking the nomination for the Republican Party, nominee for the U.S. Senate race. The big election is coming up this coming November, and we hear a lot about Barack and Hillary and McCain, and yet here in Virginia, we have to select a senator this year, and we haven't really heard much about that.
Well, you bet, and we're right here rocking. We've been running very hard and working very hard to win this race, and we're really glad to have a chance to talk to your listeners in Charlottesville.
I want to congratulate you on a couple of big endorsements that you've received. Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling and Attorney General Bob McDonnell have both endorsed your candidacy for U.S. Senate.
Yes, as well as Congressman Eric Cantor, so I'm happy about it. He represents much of your listening area, so I'm very happy about that also. And frankly, the nomination is going to be just fine. We have to make sure we get all our people to the convention, of course, but it's going to be just fine. Our focus is making sure that we beat the Democrat in November. We beat Mark Warner. And, you know, frankly, there are a lot of Democrats in your listening area that would agree with the policies that I think I espouse, and not with those of Mark Warner. So we're going to be looking across the entire spectrum for independents, Democrats, and Republicans.
We're talking with former Governor Jim Gilmore, a candidate for United States Senate. What is it that you would like voters to think when they go to the voting booths this November, if it comes down to you versus Mark Warner? What are the distinctions you want to underscore, and how do you want folks to be thinking when they go to pull the lever?
Well, you know, Coy, I think there are several things. The first thing that I want your listeners to be sure that they know is that I keep my word. I do what I say I'm going to do. I went into the governorship telling people what we were going to do, and we were going to cut the car tax, and we cut the car tax. We were going to focus on education with 4,000 new teachers, and we did that. We were going to add jobs, and we put in 250,000 new jobs. And on policy, I think that that people really need to remember the differences between me and Mark Warner. The most important issue, we think, is people's pocketbooks right now. People are very distressed about their finances, and we just got to do something about these high gas prices. We just have to. And that means we have to get more domestic production, and we have to drill in Anwar. We just have to. Now, we can harmonize the environment with that, but we can't any longer sacrifice the people of this community and the people of America over this issue. I say we drill in Anwar. Mark says we should not. And then offshore drilling. I say that we have to go offshore and explore in deep water across on the coast of the United States and find more domestic production. Mark Warner got a bill to do that, and he vetoed it. So we're very different. And finally, on taxes, everybody knows that I care a lot about the pocketbooks of the taxpayers. There are federal tax cuts that were put into place that will affect everybody in your listening area. If these federal tax cuts go away, it'll increase all the brackets. It'll increase the marriage penalty. It'll increase the death penalty. It'll increase the taxes on dividends. I think these tax cuts should stay. Mark Warner thinks that some or all of them should go away. And that's going to mean a tax increase on people. So there are really differences in this race. And I'm really focused and concerned about people and trying to help them pay their tuitions and pay their costs of living and be able to live a decent quality of life.
We're talking with Jim Gilmore, former governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia and a candidate for United States Senate. Virginians will choose a new senator come November, one to replace outgoing Senator John Warner. And it's likely that Mark Warner will be the Democratic candidate, and Republicans choose their candidate. When is this month, isn't it?
Yes, the end of this month. There'll be a convention down in Richmond.
A convention in Richmond at the end of May.
At the end of May, yes.
At the end of May. Tell us your thoughts about transportation. Now, there's a big, Virginia, of course, we've got a special session coming up. Virginians just can't quite seem to fix, quote unquote, to fix our transportation, whether it's new roads, paying for new roads, and the maintenance budget is drying up. What are your thoughts? You're king for a day and you wave a magic wand. Tell us how you fix that, or what a little bit about your approach then to how we should go about fixing this challenge, which really doesn't seem to want to go away.
Well, it doesn't. You know, I would say two things to folks. Number one, let's remember that we're running here for a United States Senate race. And a United States Senator can be of great help to the state of Virginia on transportation. When I was the governor, I went to John Warner. I worked across party lines with Governor Glendinning of Maryland, and we got the federal money to build that Woodrow Wilson Bridge. We also got the money to put together the mixing bowl up there and to do other road projects across the Commonwealth of Virginia. I know it can be done. I know how an effective United States Senator can help on transportation. And in the meanwhile, I think the people of Virginia understand that they're paying an awful lot of taxes. They're paying gas taxes. They're paying income taxes. And I think their frustration is that we just don't seem to be able to appropriate the right amount of money to begin to move these projects forward. Now, I did a lot of reforms in VDOT when I was governor and accelerated things a great deal. But as a United States Senator, I'm going to look for ways to make sure we accelerate federal dollars into the Virginia system so we can continue to build appropriately.
Jim Gilmore is the former governor of Virginia and a candidate for United States Senate. So let's imagine that you win the election, take the oath of office next January, take your seat in the United States Senate. What do you do about the situation, this war on terror, a situation we have going on in Iraq and Afghanistan, costing America a whole lot of money in blood, sweat, and tears and dollars?
Well, there's no doubt about it, Coy, and as you probably know, I have a great deal of experience in this area. I studied foreign policy right up there at UVA. I studied the law of terrorism at the UVA Law School. I chaired the National Commission on Homeland Security for the United States for 5 years. I was the governor of the Commonwealth during the 9/11 attack. I'm a United States Army veteran, and I've thought a great deal about this issue. And I know the challenges that we're facing, and I know that it's very complicated, and I've published a great deal on this in order to try to place America correctly in the world with all of our prestige. But I know this. I know that if we have a candidate who's dedicated to withdrawing our troops, no matter what the situation on the ground at a time certain, that's not good. It's not good for the country, and it's certainly not good for the men and women in uniform. And Mark Warner has said that we should begin to pull the troops out in January of 2009. Said so in the Jefferson-Jackson Day speech this past February. So I think there are differences between us, and I think my experience will help a great deal in the United States Senate.
What other things would you like to work on if Mr. Gilmore goes to Washington?
Well, I think we have to be concerned about high government spending. I mean, at the end of the day, I have a lot of experience with budgets, having been both the Attorney General and the Governor. And I know this, if you just keep ballooning up federal spending, sooner or later tax increases are inevitable, or high debt. And we just got to get a handle on the high costs of government spending at the federal level. We've got to stop all this pork barrel. We've got to stop all these earmarks. And we've got to do something to set the right priorities, because people pay a lot of money right now to the federal government. And we've got to make every dollar count, because I'm so sensitive to the real value of money for people right now around their kitchen tables when they're trying to pay these high gas prices and high tuitions and make ends meet.
Jim Gilmore, a candidate for United States Senate, former governor of Virginia. You can learn more online at Jim Gilmore for President. That is the website, right? JimGilmoreForPresident.com?
Not exactly.
I'm sorry, Jim Gilmore for Senate. I'm getting ahead of myself. Excuse me.
You're getting ahead of yourself. JimGilmoreForSenate.com. And I certainly would ask, if people really want to support us, that they go on that webpage and make a donation, no matter what the size. Any support for us is vital.
Absolutely. Jim Gilmore, thank you so much for being our guest, and always look forward to talking to you. Hopefully we can do this again soon.
Great, Coy. Look forward to being back in Charlottesville again soon.
Jim Gilmore, former governor of Virginia and a candidate for United States Senate. The Republicans will have their convention the end of this month, and his challenger is Delegate Bob Marshall. The likely Democratic candidate will be former Governor Mark Warner.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.